Welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be covering the fourth parak of Shmuel Aleph. We last left off where two terrible cataclysmic curses have been laid upon the house of Eli, in which Eli would be told that his children will die on the same day, and in fact there'll be no, for all future generations, there'll be no old person in the house of Eli. Terrible curse, both from the Ish Elokim and from Shmuel himself in his first Nevuah. Now it's about to unfold. This is going to all happen, as Shmuel said in his first prophecy, on a terrible day in the history of Israel, and we're about to meet that day. The parak starts off with the following pasuk: Vayhi devar Shmuel l'chol Yisrael. Shmuel's word was to all of Israel. Vayetze Yisrael likras plishtim la'milchama. And Israel went out to face the Philistines in war. Now they're going to lose this war. So it doesn't mean to say that Shmuel commanded them to go out into a death march. That's not what happens. But it means to say that Shmuel's nevuah, that there would be this terrible day, is being fulfilled by them going out into this war. And what happens is that Israel is waging war against the Philistines, and Israel started losing. They lose about 4,000 people in the first round of the battle. So the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Israel, said, well, look, you know what we're going to do? We're going to pull out our ace. We're going to go and send out a delegation to bring out the Aaron to this battle, and this will save us from our enemies. We've seen this happen early on in Yehoshua. We've seen the Aaron leading their war effort. We've seen certain instances in which it's brought out, and in fact, that's what they do. Notice, of course, there is no Shofet here, because Eli is the Shofet, and Eli at this point in time is no longer functionally in the picture. We'll see it in a moment. His sons Hophni and Pinchas are there, but it sounds like this is a sort of, you know, a crowd decision rather than a leadership decision necessarily. And they go and they bring from Shiloh, they bring the Mishkan, the Aaron out to battle. And when it arrives, everybody starts screaming. All the Israelites scream a Trua Gedola. And the Plishtim hear this and they start getting really worried. They know that something's up. And they said, oh, yeah, their gods have come to their camp. We're not going to stand a chance. How are we going to win? And so their officers say, Hischazku v'yula noshim, get up, be strong, go fight. You want to be in service. You want to lose battle and have to serve and pay taxes to them, to the Israelites. And they do get up. They get into this battle and they fight. And in fact, not only do they fight, but they win a terrible victory over Israel. They kill 30,000 soldiers, infantry on the Israelite side, and they capture the Aaron itself. Hophni and Pinchas are both killed in this battle, as was predicted by Shmuel. Now what happens at this point in time is there's this young man, an Ish Binyamin, an unknown Benjaminite, who runs back from the battlefront. He's got his clothes are torn, and he has earth on his head. It sounds like an avelus, or could just be for what he saw, for this terrible tragedy. And he runs into the village where Eli is. And Eli, in the meantime, is sitting. Eli is 99 years old and completely blind at this point. He's sitting on his chair. And he says, I come from the battlefront. And Eli says, well, what's going on? What was happening? So the boy told him, we lost the battle. We lost a lot of soldiers, including your two sons, and the Aaron was captured. Terrible, terrible news. And the what's fascinating is that as Eli hears the news, like he hears Kazkiras Aaron HaElokim, as he hears the Aaron of God being captured, he falls off the chair and breaks his neck and dies. That's the end of Eli. On the same day that his children as well died, he judged Israel for 40 years. That's the end of this period. At the same time, Pinchas's wife, that's his daughter-in-law, Eli's daughter-in-law, is in pregnancy at this point in time. And because of this terrible news of the loss of her husband, she goes into contractions and gives birth to a child, dies in the childbirthing process. And at the end, is the child is called Ikovod, which literally means Aye Kovod, where is the glory or the absence of glory of Hashem, that the Aaron was taken and her father-in-law and her husband were killed on the same, or died on the same day because of the Galus Hashchira. And I wonder, just personally myself, if the name later on, Ichabod, like, you know, we say here, Ichabod Crane in later stories, comes from this e-kovod, the absence of kovod. A few things just to contemplate on this particular perek. Number one is it is interesting, the people are trying to bring the Aaron as if it's going to be this medallion, it's going to be this miracle worker that's going to save the battle. And the trouble is that the Aaron is only as holy as the people make it, which means to say their actions are what's lacking, which is why they're losing this battle. Bringing the Aaron is not going to change that if their actions are not there. The Mishnah Chochmah talks about this when it comes to the Luchos on the Torah. How could Moshe Rabbeinu break the Luchos? Says the Mishnah Chochma, because of the actions of Israel, the Luchos had very little Kedusha left, which was why Moshe simply dropped shards of clay to the ground. That's all that was happening. There was no Kedusha left. Why? Because they'd emptied the Kedusha out of the Luchos. Over here, how important was the Aaron? Well, the Aaron is important as their actions. Their actions were not sufficient, and therefore the Aaron was simply not going to make a difference in this particular episode. We'll see later on as the Aaron seeks its vengeance from the Philistines in the next parak. Who is this Ish Benjamin out of interest? Who's this unknown Benjaminite? So in a closed canon way of looking at Tanakh, some of the Mefarshim, including Rashi, say, well, it's actually referring to Ish Benjamin we're about to meet, and that is Shaul HaMelech. And in fact, not only did he come back with news, he actually managed to extricate the Luchos from the Aaron before it went into captivity, the Radak. And other Mefarshim say, that doesn't make sense. How could a person possibly carry it? And also, we see the plague that's placed upon people who touch anything to do with the Aaron, which is no say, that carries his carriers. Not possible that this is happening at all. One last thought that is really worth thinking about is that the news which kills Eli is not the fact that his sons died. The news which kills Eli is the fact that the Aaron was taken into captivity. And this really is a symbol of the life that he led. Eli was a person who had the greatest and highest pristine value of kavod, of honor, for the Mikdash and the Mishkan itself. The sanctuary of God was a place of communion of humans and God. What seemed to be missing in his conception of Mishkan was the Bein Adam Lechavero, that we'll call the lateral relationship place that it is, which is why he wasn't so hard on his kids for the relationships that they were abusing in the Mishkan. He simply talked to them about the way it's not good for God. And that's why also when he saw Chana speaking and praying, he was very concerned about Chana being drunk in the precinct of the Mishkan itself. That was his life. And in fact, even when he hears the news, the last thing he hears before he dies is that there was a terrible tragedy, and the terrible tragedy was that Aaron was taken. That to him is the forefront of his mind, and it remains in the forefront of his mind till his dying day. And this is not to the detriment of Eli in the sense that this is necessarily a terrible character flaw, but it means to say that the picture is incomplete, and he dies with an incomplete picture and as a result of it. In the meantime, now this lays the groundwork for a very low point, but this is going to be now the movement upwards now of Shmuel and the ensuing stories of the role of leadership, which is going to be filled in this vacuum. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.